welcome. This morning we're coming to you from the thriving seaside town of Strandhill in County Sligo. Today we're mixing business with pleasure by taking a close look at the work-life balance conundrum. Coming up, we'll hear how Alan Jukes finds his inner calm by unleashing his inner cowboy. We'll visit the businesses finding a demand for de-stressing. We'll hear from the local son succeeding with seaweed. And Goats Don't Shave frontman Pat Gallagher on realities of life on the road. But first, I'm standing here on the Strand, which gives the town its name, enjoying the hustle and bustle of a summer Saturday. I've seen a few surfers throwing a few glances at the waves, and I even saw a few healthy, hearty types who looked like they were just coming from an early Saturday morning yoga session. But joining me now is the man who's hosting us this morning, Neil Byrne from Mammy Johnston's Ice Cream Parlour. Neil, it's an idyllic setting, but has everyone in Strandhill found the work-life balance that we're all looking for?
Well, we're all trying very hard, so we are. Like, you know, Strandhill, I've lived here all my life, surfed. You know, what more could you ask for? On the beach, you can see it yourself. They're surrounded by nothing but natural beauty. Great old buzz around the village, you know, that's what it's all about. You know.
I presume Strandhill wasn't always about surfing.
Well, we had a long, hard battle there for a number of years where the powers that be tried to ban surfing, but the Rocky Allen and Brian Britton, they were head of the ISA, and they got right in behind us, and we stopped it. But the publicity we got out of it, we'd actually an Australian news crew over done a whole piece on it, Channel 9, Australia Channel 9, and we'd friends ringing us up from Australia, lads, what are you at back there? What's going on? You know, are you trying to ban surfing? And yeah, they're trying to ban surfing, but we're not going to give up. We fought every step of the way, and proof of the pudding's here today.
You've been surfing most of your life. When did you start?
Well, there was a guy here, Stan Burns, okay? He used to have this big board called a tank. The whole village learned how to surf on it. And that was, I think, I was about 4 or 5 years of age, you know. And, you know, he was a great guy. He encouraged us all. We all got into surfing. Like, I ended up surfing for Ireland on both European and world level. My brother's done the same, traveling around the world, surfing at European and world level. And been in some exotic places, like probably the Mentawais, sailing around the Mentawais for a month with Andrew Ridgely and Guts Griffith, and you know, some of the top guys. You know, Andrew Ridgely was you know, George Michael and Andrew Ridgely, the Wham band.
Oh, yes, not my favourite band now, mind you, but I have heard of them.
Well, I tell you, after a lot of Bing Tang, Andrew was a very good singer, so he was.
Isn't it funny how one guy with one surfboard called the Tank ends up having such an influence on the whole direction of your life and your business?
I don't know what I would have done without surfing. It has been just the whole centre of my life. And I have an awful lot to thank Stan for, you know. And I think the village here in general has an awful lot to thank Stan for, because he just nursed all the young people. Like, he was a lifeguard here on the beach, and he just... Him and the tank, you know, we all learnt on it, you know.
Where's the tank now, I wonder? You should have it up on the wall.
Geez, I'd love to get my hands on it, so I would, but I think it ended up doing a lot of nose dives and probably in bits and pieces now.
It's a bit of a rising tide lifting a lot of boats in Strandhill, perhaps in the back of tourism and surfing. Wasn't always like this, was it?
Oh, I remember... you know, I think Strandhill went through its worst phase back in the late 80s and early to say mid 90s. Like, you know, somebody described Strandhill to me at one stage just saying, all you need now is a tumbleweed blowing down the street. You know, it was unbelievable to see what it was and to see what it is today, like the way it has developed. And it has just, it has knocked everything down. Like, I think we're the envy of the country.
Mammy Johnston's Ice Cream Parlour, tell me about that, the name and the family connection.
Well, my grandmother, Olive Johnston, she was widowed at a very young age, so she was, and she had to go into business by herself. So she started up her own little business back in 1938, and it was kind of a hardware shop, and she started messing around with ice cream and stuff like that. So... she fell in love with the ice cream business, so she started making all her own ice cream, set up her business here in Strandhill, and it you know, My parents then took it over. Then my Uncle Eamon and Auntie Cad, they took it over after that. Then we bought it back off them. And I spent probably 6 years working on this. I've been over and back to Italy quite a bit with the real gelato people, you know.
I like the Italian. It looks great from the outside. You're right across from the Strand, right in the middle of the town. Will we go inside and have a look?
Oh, jeez, you have to try my ice cream.
Neil, the ice cream looks fantastic. It looks like I'll be starting my Saturday with a sundae, but not just yet. Don't forget you can get in touch this morning by email at thebusiness@rte.ie, tweet @thebusinessrte, or better still, text to 51551.